Hitting Talk Radio.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 20th day of September 2007. If you were looking for the info war, if you were looking for the front lines in the fight for liberty and freedom worldwide, the tip of the spear, my friends, you have parachuted right into the middle of it. I'm Alex Jones, your info warrior, here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, going out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates across the country. The latest, 1330 out of Cameron, Texas, covering Waco and much of Austin, Texas, 1330 a.m., simulcasting on three different satellites, the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and WWCR 11 to 2 Central and retransmitted 9 to midnight Central. That's when the network retransmits us, is 9 to midnight, and then again at 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. But you can listen 24 hours a day to the Internet streams. 21 hours a day we restream until the live show starts again, and that's at 2 p.m. Central. If you missed any of the show, you can always tune in and listen during the restreams, the refeeds, or you can simply go to Infowars.com and subscribe to the free podcast to your MP3 or iPod device and listen how you want, where you want, when you want, giving you full control. Not just over when and how you listen, but also when it comes to sharing it with others. All right, very important broadcast. It just as the events get more and more serious, as things accelerate, every day just gets more amazing here. Every day we're seeing bigger financial moves than a few years ago we would see in a full year. I mean, the events taking place every day are earth-shaking when it comes to the financial world. And then, of course, the financial world touches us in every sector of our lives and every other facet of society. So we'll be going through that. Fears of dollar collapse as Saudis take fright. Dollar hits new all-time low against the euro every week. The further plunge continues. Bernanke, Fed will act to curb fallout of credit ills. Yeah, give us more rope to have a longer drop. Oil hovers at 82 a barrel on worries of supply crunch. Total propaganda. U.S. retailers see weak growth this holiday season. Dollar tumbles against the Canadian dollar. It's now worth more than the dollar for the first time in history. This is what we're dealing with, but the yuppies are dancing around because the stock market went up, which is an illusionary gauge, an illusionary graph, so we'll an illusionary meter. An illusionary speedometer, however you want to put it. But I first discovered this about 8 years ago. This is what I'm going to cover first. Well, I'll get into financial news bottom of the hour in about 25 minutes. I first saw this in Tucson, Arizona in the Star, there in their paper. I then saw it in Texas. I then saw it in New York, California, then England. And I would cover mainline news articles 8 years ago and get emails and calls, and people would laugh at me and say that I was making this up. They wouldn't go check out my claims. They would just say it wasn't true. Here's WorldNet Daily, folks. Highway checkpoint asked drivers for blood, saliva, travelers outraged by private research group's request. And they had police there trying to intimidate them, trying to threaten them into giving blood and saliva. And then, of course, the public's ignorant. It's not saliva. They're swabbing the inner cheek, the largest cells in the body. It's like an amoeba single cell and thousands of times the size of a red blood cell. They're not amoeba size, but they're big inside the cheek. And that's where they get them for their DNA databases. And so this is back in the news. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Get into this. It's all part of the National DNA Database, International DNA Database. If you're 34 years old, you're in it. We'll explain why and how when we get back.
mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we got SWAT teams raiding the Amish, terrorizing children. We've got the police out trying to tell people they've got to give blood and saliva checkpoints randomly. This has been going on a long time. But it's back in the news. They admit that the pneumonia vaccine has spurred a super bug that's killing children. That's Fox News. But, hey, just keep taking the injections, you know. Wired News, the Wired Russian Mind, says control research behind Department of Homeland Security contract and mind control. It says in a dungeon-like psychological research institute in Moscow. I mean, it's hardcore, folks. And we've got autistic teen tasered. They love going after folks that can't really respond. It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on here. German government publication promotes pedophilia as health, as healthy and sex ed. That sounds like the U.S. Unbelievable here, ladies and gentlemen, the news that I've got in front of me. Congress investigating and corruption of the State Department. That's just some of what's in that stack. And then I've got the financial news and so much more. I do want to go over a lot of the great questions, too, that have been posed to me on the PrisonPlanet.com forum. But right now, let's just go ahead and get into checkpoints. I couldn't believe it in 1999. when I saw the Tucson Star at first, it said the police would randomly pull people over at checkpoints, and then they would say that we're going to take blood from you on the side of the road. And it got in the news because somebody refused, and they beat him up. Now, mind you, this isn't they're taken to jail and they're demanding blood. This is blood on the side of the street. And the cops were in the article going, hey, it's just blood out of your finger. It's just a small little needle. It isn't into a vein or artery. Can you imagine pulling up and there's cops with needles? In this one case, it was in the dark. They had flashlights, and they just beat the daylights out of him, charged him with resisting, and that was the end of it. And people couldn't believe it. Then I started talking to Mike Hansen and others when he was driving in from Gonzales, where he lives, back to Austin, where he also has a home. And I talked to other people I know, how they just set up checkpoints now on that major highway, and now it's happening all around Austin. And they have TxDOT out there, and the cops say, you will answer the questions. And then they block a couple of lanes of traffic and then back it up for miles to do questionnaires, and they order you to answer it. People say, well, there's no law. I got a Fifth Amendment. You know, there's a few Americans, maybe out of 100, that know about the Fifth Amendment. You don't have to answer questions of some bureaucrat. This isn't Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany or Chinese Communist China, the Communist Chinese system. But they don't care. They just order it. Now, before I get into this article, what do you think they do with the vaccines? Every year in August, starting around August 1st, it is in every newspaper in the country. I mean, I've randomly checked newspapers. It's everywhere. It's on every TV station, in every town, every city. Thousands and thousands of reports almost every day saying, report to Zilker Park if you're in Austin. Report to this gymnasium. Report to the D.C. Community Center. Report to the... And then they'll announce on the news, it's the law, you've got to get your shots or no school, and you're arrested if you don't. There is no law, you've got to take any vaccines. But they get up on TV and they announce, it is the law, you will be arrested. We've played 30, 40, I don't know, of different TV reports here on air where they say, it's the law, it's the law, it's the law. And I've actually called up Austin news stations and I've said, let me guess, is that package news that was sent down by ABC or CBS, NBC, whatever station I've called them all. And they'll go, yeah, yeah. Hey, Alex, how you doing? Well, you were talking to the news director at the time. And they'll say, yeah, Alex, how you doing? Like the show. And I go, oh, you like the show. What are you doing running those news packages? Well, you know, they're news packages. They come in with the video and the text. And with downsizing, we just read off what they say. And I go, but you know there's no law to take shots. And they'll usually say, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm not going to debate that with you. Or they'll say, well, don't you think shots are good? Shouldn't we try to get people to take them? Yeah, let's lie to people because it's for their best interest. You see, where is it going to end? I mean, if they get on the news and say, we're going to take your children, and at some hospitals they do take them. There's no law. But the hospital just says that's neglect, not giving a shot, and they take your children. Now, at wealthy hospitals and upper-middle-class hospitals, they don't, because around 40%, I've talked to the doctors here locally, people don't, you know, wealthy people and upper-middle-class are educated, and they don't. You know, Janie McCarthy, the Hollywood star, she's got a book out right now about how her third child, you know, got autism from the shots. I mean, you're not going to cover this stuff up. You're not going to be able to cover it up forever. When we go from 1 in 25,000 people having it to 1 in 75, again, last year it was 1 in 168. And I make this point because it's such an important public service announcement. When you go see Ratatouille at the movie theater with your children, my children have been to, I think, two movies. They've been to, because I don't want to totally not let them have any experience, you know, of cinema. We don't let them watch television, except maybe once every 2 weeks or so now. But usually it's some documentary about whales or monkeys or wolves. But to make a long story short, I'm digressing. You go to Ratatouille, and I'm not kidding, folks. There were probably 30 autistic children in there of a theater of about 250. I mean, they were everywhere. Lines of them. The whole front row in their wheelchairs. And then the lesser brain damaged as you went back. Just, and I sat there while my wife had the children in the bathroom after the showing, and I was watching them come out. And yeah, it was more than one in 75. I mean, when there's half of us can't talk, are we going to say there's a problem? 20 years ago, there might be one autistic child in a big high school. Now they'll have three, four, five rooms full of them at medium-sized schools. They'll have 30, 40, 50 at a school of 1,000. Just since I was in high school 16 years ago, you go to high school events, you go see some family member graduate, there's autistic children wall to wall. You know, you're out there, you see it. Now, there's no law you got to take those mercury-filled shots, but they'll tell you all day there is. There's no law you got to answer questions at checkpoints, but you get uppity, they're going to taser you. And they're going to charge you. After you flop around on the side of the brush, fire ants biting your body, they're going to go ahead and put a resisting arrest on you. If you're lucky. And those cops, they don't care. They give their children the injections. They buy into the whole thing. Highway checkpoint asks drivers for blood, saliva. Travelers outraged by private research group's request. This is WorldNet Daily. Motorists in Colorado are expressing outrage over a weekend stunt. Notice how it's always a stunt. Every time there was a Delta Force drill taking over a city, it was always the first time it had happened. They always told the locals it was always an accident. It was always a stunt. And if you studied it, there have been thousands of such drills. Thousands that I know of. Literally 30, 40, 50, sometimes 100 a month, and that's going back 10 years. Every town, medium size and up in the country. You go, what does that have to do with blood checkpoints? See, just once you learn the propaganda, you see it everywhere. And I'm not saying WorldNet Daily's involved in it. They're regurgitating what the authorities told them. See, they all have psychological handbooks on how to handle you, what to say, how to phrase it all. Motorists in Colorado are expressing outrage over a weekend stunt in Gilpin County, about an hour's drive west of Denver, where highway checkpoints were set up so a private organization could ask for samples of blood and saliva. I don't think they're authorized to do what they're doing. No, they stop you where you're going. They block you with the police. You are under arrest. You are detained. That's what state law says in federal. When the lights go on, you're under arrest. Folks, they arrest you and then make you talk to a bureaucrat. I don't think they're authorized to do what they're doing. Well, if you knew your rights, Roberto Sequeira, you would. And he obviously does to some extent more than most Americans because he understands that. He doesn't know exactly why, though. And I view it as a gross violation of law enforcement protocol. No, see, they can change protocol any day, but the Bill of Rights, they can't, Roberto. 51 told reporters for the Denver Post. He said he and his wife were detained for about 15 minutes, even after they protested they wanted to get home because of a sleepy child in their car. You're not leaving. You're under arrest. Just like those cops in Indiana beat up that city councilman, and the news claimed the councilman started the fight. After the councilman got in a fight, the cops took him down. When the fight was the cops attacking him from behind. See the mind control spin there? They don't even call this an arrest in the Denver Post or WorldNet Daily. They just say, oh, well, they got stopped for 15 minutes, wouldn't let them go. Sheriff's officials, see how every word is propaganda. They're not officials, they're servants. They're public servants. But see, they've removed that term. Sheriff's officials were apologizing after they helped set up and run five separate checkpoints over the weekend. They said drivers for the Institute for Research and Evaluation, that workers from the Institute for Research and Evaluation were overly persistent in their demands of innocent travelers. Of innocent travelers. There were cops there. It's the same thing. This has been going on for 8 years, I know of. And the cops will say, what's wrong? Give the blood. Oh, you're hiding something. Let me search. And it goes on into all that. This is how they operate. This is what they do. This is who they are. Look, they're telling you it's the law to take shots and they'll take your kids when there's no law. Of course they're going to be out there trying to literally suck your blood.
you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back. The bigger story here isn't just that they're out there at a checkpoint holding families for over 15 minutes, demanding they get blood and breathalyzer samples. It's that they then try to spin it and say, well, our officers were out there, but we weren't really stopping people. Oh, come on. You beat people up when they don't do it. I mean, it's been in the news before. And it goes on here to describe it. The group doing the testing said peer officials, they're officials, see, too. The people just from the survey group are officials now. They're always officials. You're a civilian. See, they all call themselves military now, and you're a civilian. They said such statistics are important to gauge the impact of laws and enforcement policy to see who's on drugs, what's happening. Their questions began over the summer and will continue at other locations around the nation through November, they said. And they say, what's the big deal? We've been doing this to thousands of people, said John Lacey of the Alcohol Policy and Safety Research Center. And it goes on, the families begged to leave and were told they weren't allowed to go. And so they repeatedly asked if they could leave. And the law enforcement official said he was not interested in leaving, but was told he could not leave. It's just going to get worse and worse, and wait till it's foreigners that are all the cops. And the troops are already, a huge portion of them, a huge percentage is already foreigners. It's just, it's going to be biblical, man. Biblical. Oh, man. You talk about being slaves. I mean, I laugh about it because it's all so over the top. By the way, I have four or five articles along these lines today. Don't have time to cover them all. I'm sorry. I'm just going to cover one. But you can type vaccine reaction, vaccine death into Google every day and read hundreds of mainstream articles if you'd like. But it never gets on the big nightly news. It's kind of back burner. And maybe 5% of people actually read news on the web. I think, what'd they say, like 14% of Americans read one book a year or something. And the rest don't even read books. So, you know, it doesn't exist. Just take the injections. Pneumonia vaccine spurs superbug infecting children. Kind of like the swine flu killed tens of thousands. That vaccine, but that was kept quiet. Nah, just enjoy. Chicago, Associated Press. A vaccine that has dramatically curbed pneumonia. See, it's good. And other serious illnesses. Really, I just happened to see a statistic a few months ago that pneumonia is at all-time levels in the U.S. And people are getting all sorts of strange pneumonia. It's almost killing them. One of the people that works in this office, dad almost died from a super pneumonia. And they're saying it's these drug-related ones. No statistics, no facts. They just say pneumonia's down. No, actually, it's increasing. A vaccine that has dramatically curbed pneumonia and other serious illnesses in children is also having an unfortunate effect, promoting new superbugs that cause ear infections. But don't worry, they have an injection for that. On Monday, doctors reported discovering the first such germ that is resistant to all drugs approved to treat children and ear infections. Nine toddlers in Rochester, New York have had the bug, and researchers say it may be turning up elsewhere, too. Oh, give me a break. It is a strain of strep bacteria not included in the pneumonicological vaccine, and it's Reese's. Prevnar, which came on the market in 2000, is recommended for children under age 2. Doctors say parents should continue to have their toddlers get the shots. Doesn't tell you what doctors. It just says doctors, you know, from the drug companies. And the vaccine prevents serious illnesses and even saves lives. But the new resistant strep is a worry. And it goes on to say that, yeah, the vaccine caused it, but that's okay. And it says antibiotics caused the problem to begin with. But, hey, you know. Who doesn't like flesh-eating bacteria? That's nothing, though, to the live virus vaccines. I mean, I was just walking through the radio station Sunday, and there was the Statesman with a woman that took it and killed her. It was an Ebola-like death of days of tortured pain as it ate her body. Autoimmune response. She took an experimental live virus. They say the next wave, they say all the vaccines are going to be special live virus shots, like the HPV, but they got ads with happy girls jumping around. It must be good. I mean, the government wouldn't lie or hurt you. The government cares about you. That's why they're hiring Russian mind control experts to help run Homeland Security. That's why they hired the former head of the Stasi, the East German secret police, to help set it up. Or Primakov, the former head of the KGB. Because our government is run by really good people. The same folks that ran the Russian Revolution.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
By the way, there are more than 100,000 Amish in Illinois and Ohio alone. And a few years ago, I had a well-known medical doctor on to go over those public statistics from Chicago. Was it Dr. Feisenstein? And did you know there's not one case in those two Amish communities of Illinois and Ohio, not one case of autism? And, you know, they have a longer lifespan than the people that live in the cities, and they have no major medical treatment, no futuristic modern treatment. Doesn't matter, though, the CPS nationwide, doesn't matter if it's from Kansas to Connecticut, they are going after all the Mennonite and Amish communities big time everywhere, and that's forced the Amish and the Mennonites now start going on YouTube, start defending themselves, start buying video cameras. And I agree, they should detest the video cameras. They should detest computers. They are all very dangerous and been used for great evil. But you're going to have to use them or you're going to be destroyed. You're going to have to fight fire with fire or it's over for you. Okay? It's real simple. You got to keep them sequestered and isolated. And, I mean, I envy your lifestyle, quite frankly. But you have to use this stuff to fight the New World Order. By the way, I love technology, but I understand how it destroys community, how it destroys family, and how it is designed by its architecture, the way it was used, to do bad things. And to see them under attack because they don't want their children to be taught pedophilia in the schools, as it is taught, I have news articles today, because they don't want their children to be taught how to smoke marijuana and snort cocaine. That's what the schools are. They really teach you how to do that and then put you in prison when you're dumb enough to use it. To teach you how to feel inadequate and need to wear, you know, all of the fancy clothes and dress like whores when they're 10. And they don't want their children to end up going to prison or end up brain damaged. And the New World Order's got another plan for them. So that's something we should do some shows on, is how they're attacking the Amish. I've got a clip, one of the first times the Amish are actually going on television to defend themselves because of the attacks that they're under in Jefferson County. This is out of WTOV9 television. And then we've also got the Amish uploading stuff to YouTube now. I think what the Amish ought to do, if they want to keep technology out of their communities, is they should barter, as they've always done with the outside, with a liaison local patriot. But someone they've known their whole lives, someone who lives on the edge of the boundaries of the Amish lands, and then use that Ron Paul type, and they're everywhere, especially in these rural areas, as a liaison to be their reporter, to be their go-between. And that's what happened here. They called in somebody they knew to do it and go upload it. And that's good. So I would tell them, I know the Amish listen. I know you're not really supposed to have radios and be listening, but I know a lot of you do listen. That's good. And the Mennonites are a little more free with the technology, a little more reasonable, it seems like. I know they listen, and you just better start doing that or it's over for you. It's over for everybody, period. I mean, they got checkpoints now sucking blood out of families, but, I mean, we're just entering the gates of hell here. And I tell the Amish, too, don't go to FEMA camps and don't go along. I would be getting guns. Just to defend yourselves. Because they really see you with all that prime property you've got, and, you know, it's been in the news, they're trying to take your land all over the country. And I'm already digressing off into the Amish. It's just, I'm so sick of watching the New World Order have their way with people over and over and over and over again. Oh, boy. So we'll go over that. Coming up here, I want to tell you about a sponsor. Then I'm going to get into the financial news. Then I've got a lot of other police state news like this one. Millions of CCTV cameras in England, yet 80% of crime unsolved. Less crime is solved now in England than before. They put in 4 million cameras in London and over 10 million nationwide. But if you push an intruder, if you even push them while they're raping your wife, you go to prison, and then they sue you and get your house. The government comes after you. If you resist in any way, the Britanders, the Britties, are being trained to completely and totally be submissive, groveling worms. In fact, George Harrison chanted Hare Krishna while they were beating up and trying to rape his wife. A few years ago before he died, he was dying of cancer at the time, he finally broke a lamp. If you go read the press reports over the guy, and then he got in trouble. Oh, when someone's stabbing your wife, you don't fight back. Let me just tell you something, you scumbag government. I'll defend myself whenever I feel like it. You understand that? So I'll get into that for you as well. I want to tell you about the Liberty Dollar. These beautiful gold, silver, and copper rounds are double stamped, you know, with the image there on the coin, and they're just absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous collector items. The silver is very reasonably priced. So is the gold. So is the copper. They're beautiful coins. I got a gold one. Ron Paul Dollar.net, RonPaulDollar.net, or 888-LIB-DOLLAR. That's Liberty Dollar. 888-LIB-DOLLAR, or 888-421-6181. And, folks,
This company's been around a long time. You know about the Liberty Dollars. And it is a private voluntary barter currency. A Federal Reserve creates inflation when it issues U.S. dollars backed by government debt. Since 1913, when the Federal Reserve was created by Congress, your money has lost 96%. That number is 4 years old. It's lost 99% of its purchasing power due to inflation. The more money the Federal Reserve creates, the less your Federal Reserve money will buy. And this is the time to get in on Ron Paul Liberty Dollars, 888-LIB-DOLLAR, or ronpauldollar.net. There is a banner on the right-hand side of prisonplanet.com. And another great sponsor on top of that is the great folks at Interfood. And I ate my Interfood yesterday, I ate it today, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. And it isn't some placebo. I mean, it's got 20 high-quality, super nutritive ingredients. It's not what you'd call a vitamin drink because it's in the raw plant form, unheated. And even the vegetables and things we eat, even though they're organic, a lot of the soils have been debased. This is the vitamin drink to have, ladies and gentlemen. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy, radiant skin, and much more. Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or Innerfood.com. And 10% off when you tell them Alex Jones sent you, and 20% on top of that when you buy in bulk. The banner, of course, is on the right-hand side again of PrisonPlanet.com. All right, let me get into the news, the financial news right now. In the next hour, I'll get into all the other police state and war news and Ahmed Dinajid news. But right now, let me just get into the financial stack. Now, the globalist controllers, the social architects, know that the average American thinks on a day-to-day basis. So the central bank Bernanke head here in the U.S., the head of the Bank of England, the head of the Exchequer in England, the head of the German Central Bank, the head of the French and the Swiss Central Banks, they all came out last Friday through yesterday, and they're still doing it today, saying the dollar is over, the dollar won't be the world reserve currency anymore, it looks like it'll be the euro, the stock market's going to have big trouble next year. I know I've already covered this, but I'm recapping before I get into the new news. Housing prices are going to go down by 10 to 30%. The economy's not growing fast. Inflation could be hyperinflationary. It's going to get worse. 10 years ago, Greenspan said one of those things, the economy would have tanked. Now they are all piling on, putting out the worst news they can. They know exactly what they're doing, while simultaneously they know that'll make all the investors start dumping and major credit problems and major flight from the dollar. But then there's that layer in the financial publications, and then on CNN and Fox, Greenspan says we're going to do fine for the general public. See, there's different levels of propaganda. For the somewhat educated, they just come right out and say, kill the economy. But for the general public, Fox News, Limbaugh, Greenspan's great. He loves us. He cares about us. He said cut the interest rates, and Bernanke did it. But it's only a short-time fix. It's going to get tough later. They're trying to save us, but it's our fault as Americans that we're lazy that this is going to happen. So, see, they're pre-positioning themselves as the saviors as the economy continues to tank while they openly make the dollar plunge to new levels, trying to push it down under the waves. But it's been so buoyant that it keeps coming to the surface. But now it looks like it's gone under a mark that it's just going to keep falling now. It's not pretty. And quite simply, this is done because you have the A-level banks, the real banks that control the governments, that issue the currency and issue the credit, and they opened up the floodgates more than 10 years ago, unlimited lending, wild-eyed lending, and then in the last 2 years, they started saying, oh, what horrible policies of the U.S. and British and French governments when the governments don't run that policy. The Federal Reserve, the central banks do. And then they start shutting down basically the brokerage houses, the different groups that are out there getting the credit from the very central banks that issue it and then going out and getting the general public into debt. And all they're doing now is blowing out their competition. All the central banks are doing right now is artificially restricting credit, artificially cutting off the spigot, popping the real estate bubble, which has been a cash sink. That was keeping the dollar somewhat afloat because even though the dollar had been massively devalued, we hadn't seen the major inflationary trends. It was still massive, but nothing like the ultra-massive stuff we're seeing now because you were able to still put it into overvalued real estate. But, see, that wasn't completely fiat like the Federal Reserve note or like stocks. And so they're trying to get you out of real assets, and they've done a pretty good job of that because now when they pop the real estate bubble, which is now imploding, then they're going to try to artificially destroy that value and then pick it up for pennies on the dollar. But that's only a small part of it. The federal government has massively increased the debt ceiling, meaning they're going to issue more treasury bonds and treasury notes and different types of U.S. government securities, meaning that they're going to raise the debt ceiling and let the big central bankers issue even more debt, which then we have to pay interest on the national debt for. It's a really sick system. The bankers credit out of nothing. They now get to... Again, there's so many angles to this, but bottom line, 2 months ago, they stopped letting the brokerage houses, they stopped letting the big companies that bundled up and sold the millions of housing loans in the Ponzi scheme, they're not buying those loans. And so that creates the credit crunch because the money isn't flowing through. Then the very central banks that did that stand around acting like they're bailing the economy out when they've already stolen trillions of dollars. Then they pump in 400 and something billion back into some of these smaller banks, which actually have to pay those back as loans later. And those very loans, that very money, is backed up by the taxpayers. So basically, it's just a total fiat scheme with paper that these handful of families get to issue to everybody, and then they orchestrate the implosion of the economy, pose as the saviors, and consolidate all the wealth. And the Financial Times of London put that pretty simply yesterday, but I was trying to get into more of the facets and more of the details of it. But when you're standing around with a know-it-all liberal or conservative, you know, yuppie type, and they're going, just thank God for Greenspan coming in when he did. I don't like that Bernanke. They're all lockstep together. Just slap that yuppie verbally upside the head and go, you idiot. Who do you think gets real assets and gets to gobble up all these mortgage brokerage firms and gets to gobble up all these hedge funds with hundreds of billions apiece of loans in them? They literally, the big central banks are just creating a credit crisis so they get to gobble it all up, and then it gets backed up by the government, which is backed up by us, and then the bankers sell it as if it's something you demanded, a lower interest rate, so that it spurs more lending, which then only drives the dollar down even further. And at the end of the day, this diabolical plan is carried out, and the general public is thanking Alan Greenspan and talking about how wonderful he is. Meanwhile, their traitorous, un-American, hateful thing. I mean, it's one thing if they're going to have a fiat system, and they were good guys. It'd be dangerous. It'd be volatile. It'd be corrupt. It would destroy our value. It would destroy your savings. It's a horrible hidden tax. But it'd be one thing if they tried to keep it going and tried to ease it in. But no, they're up there screaming the dollar's going to plunge, the economy's going to fall apart. They're up there trying to kill the economy so they can consolidate, while out of the other side of their mouth saying they're saving it. I mean, that is so sick. It's just like they carry out 9/11, and we've got to sit there and watch them pose as saviors. It just gets too rich. Fears of dollar collapse as Saudis take fright. London Telegraph, Saudi Arabia has refused to cut interest rates in lockstep with the U.S. Federal Reserve for the first time, signaling the oil-rich Gulf Kingdom is prepared to break the dollar currency peg in a move that risks setting off a stampede out of the dollar across the Middle East. Now, neocons put out this info that we've got to attack Iran because they've dumped the dollar. They did that years ago. Iran is nothing compared to Saudi Arabia. But again, they're going to blame all this, as they're doing, on the Iranians when it's our good buddies, the Sauds, that are doing it. Why do you think Dick Cheney's moving to Saudi Arabia and getting another house in Dubai? They're all leaving, folks. I mean, almost every corporation is leaving now. You thought they were leaving before. They are in full stampede flight right now. But it doesn't matter. They talk about how they love America. That's all that matters. As long as they just say that, the yuppies fall down and worship them. This is a very dangerous situation for the dollar, said Hans Redeker, currency chief at BNP. Saudi Arabia has 800 billion, 400 billion pounds in their future generation fund. We'll be right back, folks. It's all happening right now. Greenspan said dump the dollar on Sunday. The Saudis followed suit on Wednesday. We're getting hit hard. The U.S. is going down.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I've explained this with too much detail. Let me just break it down simply. The central banks took over the United States in 1913. They set up state police. They federalized everything. They set up a globalist system to destroy any independence of a nation by getting our infrastructure completely moved offshore, our jobs moved offshore, our high-tech jobs. They told us, oh, you'll have a service economy. Don't worry, you still got the world reserve currency. Then we used our worthless dollars that got us more in debt. Because the creatum creates debt, folks. It's a black hole. It's designed to do this, to buy Chinese slave goods that don't work half the time and are covered in poison paint. The very bankers that got us fully in their clutches came out on the weekend and announced the dollar was going to die. And Venezuela dumped the dollar yesterday. Saudi Arabia is not pegging itself, its oil reserve to the dollar. That's the only thing that backed it up. Folks, I mean, this is... It doesn't matter, folks. On Neocon Radio, they're just going to talk about nuking Iran all day. And they even say, well, it's about getting our dollar back up. They even tell them that lie. It's the Saudis doing this. It's Alan Greenspan that announced it was going to go down. It's them doing it, not the Iranians. The enemy is here inside the country running things out of New York and D.C. What does it take for you people to understand that? You don't care, though. You just want to stick George W. stickers on your car. You want to stick Hillary Clinton stickers on your car. You want to drive around and feel official and powerful and just believe the stuff you read in the newspaper and see on TV. If you'd wake up, we could turn it around. Let me give you the news flash again calmly. Alan Greenspan came out over the weekend on Sunday and said that the dollar would probably be replaced in the midterm by the euro. It started a huge slide on top of the slide we've had in the last 7 years. It accelerated its downward spiral exponentially. Then today, the Saudis dumped the dollar and it pegging it to the petrodollar. The Venezuelans, the biggest oil producers in the Western Hemisphere, dumped. The elite have more oil than in Saudi Arabia and Alaska, and they won't let it be pumped. It has nothing to do with the environmentalist. We have oil company documents on it, you idiots. I'm talking to neocons out there. We are completely being sold out and destroyed. The New World Order hated us. Just like the New World Order brought down Russia because they didn't like the czars because they were sovereign. We're being brought down, folks, and they're putting in a bunch of commissariats over us. Like Chertoff and the new Homeland Security chief. I mean, these guys are scary, folks, and their families literally ran the Red Purges in Russia. You couldn't make this stuff up, the Red Terror. You cannot make it up how much trouble this society and this country is in. It's simple. Our own government came out and the central banks that own this country came out and said, we're a bad investment. They'd already been trying to hint and push and get the economy to implode. And they've been doing everything they could. Basically, it's the equivalent of Greenspan shooting us five times in the chest if the country was a person. And then putting a Band-Aid on a bruised knuckle. Or a bug bite. He comes in and shoots us five times in the heart. And blood spraying out, and he smiles and says, but I take care of you, and sticks a Band-Aid on, and the media hails it. That's how absurd this is. Thanks a lot, New World Order. And the public can't even understand. The general public hearing this for the first time doesn't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, to see him do this to our country. All we had was that stupid dollar, folks, and they're taking that away from us. Do you know what this means?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.